Welcome to DNB College. Today we're taking a low-end pressure idea and turning it into a real DNB arrangement element inside Ableton Live 12. Not just a loop with bass in it, a controlled, carved, automated phrase that pushes the drop forward without swallowing the kick, snare, or sub. That distinction matters a lot in drum and bass. A bass loop can sound huge on its own and still be completely wrong in context. In DNB, the drums are the center of gravity. The bass has to create pressure around them, not erase them. So the goal here is function first. Movement, contrast, tension, and control. Think of this kind of loop as something that lives in the drop, the pre-drop, or a second drop variation. It could be roller tension, neuro-style forward motion, or a darker half-step-inspired pressure idea, translated back into 174 energy. The job is not simply to add more bass. The job is to make the phrase feel alive. So let's build it the right way. First, don't design it in isolation. Put the loop into a real drum context immediately. Kick, snare, hats, sub, all of it. That way you're making arrangement decisions instead of sound design fantasies. Decide whether this loop is supporting the main bass and sub, or whether it is the main bass event while the sub stays more minimal. And listen carefully here. What to listen for is whether the loop makes the snare feel smaller, or whether it leaves the snare's body intact while still adding menace. If the snare loses authority, the loop is too dense, too wide, or too active in the wrong frequency area. Before you automate anything, carve the loop. EQ 8 is your first move. If the sub is separate, high-pass the loop somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. If this loop is carrying more of the weight itself, then be more careful and use a gentler roll-off, maybe closer to 40 to 70 Hz. Then look at the low mids. Around 180 to 350 Hz is often where DNB bass gets cloudy and starts stepping on the kick and snare body. Pull that out if needed. If the top starts fighting the hats or snare crack, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz zone. And if there's a nasty resonance, use a narrow cut instead of flattening the whole sound. Why this works in DNB is simple. The sub does the physical weight. The loop does the motion and attitude. If the loop tries to be the sub as well, the low end turns into a wall instead of a groove. Now give it some face with controlled saturation. A really solid stock chain is EQ 8, saturator, utility. Nothing fancy, just disciplined. Add a little drive in saturator, often around 2 to 6 dB, and compare it against the dry sound. If the loop needs a bit more edge and presence on small speakers, this is where you get it. Soft clip can help too, but use it carefully. If the sound is already gritty, don't push it harder just because you can. Then use utility to manage width. For heavy DNB pressure layer, keep the core of it mono safe. Width around 0 to 60% is often enough, depending on the source. The lower this layer lives, the more carefully you want to control stereo information. If you want width later, let that happen in a higher texture layer, not in the core pressure element. What to listen for after saturation is whether the loop feels more present without getting spitty. If the upper mids turn glassy or harsh, back off the drive and find the exact resonance that's causing the problem. Don't just over-EQ the whole sound. Be surgical. Now we move into the part that turns the loop into a phrase. Add auto filter and automated across the bar pattern. This is where the top loop stops being a static tone and starts speaking in movement. You can use a low pass for a cleaner, suspenseful roller feel, or a band pass for a tighter, more mechanical neuro pressure character. In DNB, smaller filter moves often hit harder than huge obvious sweeps. You do not need EDM style drama here. A controlled opening into the snare, then a slight tuck back after the hit, often feels far bigger in context. If the loop repeats every two bars, make the second bar a little more open than the first, or the other way around, so the phrase breathes. And this is a great decision point. If you want more groove and long-term usability, go for a gentle opening filter. If you want the loop to feel more aggressive and focused, go for a tighter band pass motion. Both work. The right choice depends on whether the track needs subtle tension or a more weaponized character. Next, lock the rhythm to the drums, but don't overquantize it. If it's audio, slice and edit the transients so the loop lands meaningfully against the drum hits. If it's MIDI, tighten note length and nudge note starts a little if the groove needs it. A classic DNB trick is to let the bass lean into the snare instead of stepping on it. Sometimes that means hitting a touch before the snare for urgency. Sometimes it means landing just after it for a heavier pocket. What to listen for here is whether the bass is helping the snare feel bigger, or whether it's crowding the front edge of the hit. That front edge matters. Protect it. Once the rhythm feels right, commit if the movement is already working. Print it to audio if needed. That's not giving up flexibility. That's choosing momentum. In a real session, this is often the moment you stop designing and start arranging. If the loop is too spiky or too flat, shape the dynamics with compressor or drum bus. With compressor, keep it subtle. Ratios around 2 to 4 to 1 are often enough. Don't slam the attack too hard. Let some transient through. Set the release to breathe with a groove, often somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds depending on the pattern. You're aiming for control, not squash. Drum bus can add punch and density too, but again, don't overdo it. A little drive and transient shaping can make the loop feel more expensive. Too much and it just gets smaller and cloudier. What to listen for is this. Does the bass feel more expensive or just more crushed? If the groove loses snap, the compression is doing too much. Now the arrangement starts to matter. Automate the cutoff, the width, the saturation amount, the volume, and maybe even a short dropout moment for contrast. Over 8 or 16 bars, let the loop evolve. A strong DNB phrase might start darker for the first 4 bars, open a little in bars 5 to 8, then cut for a beat or a half bar before slamming back in. That kind of phrasing makes the drop breathe. It stops the loop from feeling like a loop. If your track is more neuro or more mechanical, you do not need huge movement. Small changes in cutoff, width, and harmonic intensity are often enough if the rhythm is strong. Subtle can be brutal. Don't forget that. Now bring the whole thing back into the full mix and check the obvious things first. The sub should still feel like the foundation. The snare should still crack clearly on 2 and 4. The kick should not feel late or smothered. If the loop is stealing the snare's authority, cut more around the snare body zone, or edit the note lengths so the bass gets out of the way. If the kick is getting buried in the low-mid overlap, carve further and shorten the envelope. And if it already works in mono with the drums and sub, stop overprocessing it. Seriously, sometimes the right move is to leave it alone. For a second drop or switch up version, duplicate the loop and change just one or two things. Open the filter a little more. Narrow the width for a tighter, nastier feel. Add a touch more saturation. Remove one hit in the bar. Shift one accent by a 16th. You do not need a complete rewrite. You just need a fresh energy profile that gives you continuity with progression, which is exactly what good DNB arrangement needs. The first version can be more restrained. The second version can become the dangerous one. Before you call it done, do a mono check with utility. Narrow it down and make sure the rhythm and pressure still read. Then check the loop at 3 listening levels. Very quiet, moderate, and louder monitoring. At very low volume, does the rhythm still make sense? At moderate volume, does the bass and snare relationship feel right? And louder, does the upper mid aggression become painful? That last one is where a lot of advanced loops fall apart. They sound exciting loud, but at club level the 2 to 5 kHz range turns into fatigue. If that happens, don't just pull down the highs globally. Find the exact hot spot and reduce only that area. A few pro reminders before we wrap up. Use darkness through restraint, not just distortion. Treat width as a reward, not a default. Keep the snare sacred, and if one bar can beat a little less active, do it. In DNB, that vacancy often creates more menace than constant motion. So here's the core idea to take away today. A strong top loop pressure layer is not about beating huge in isolation. It's about carving the low end, controlling width, automating movement, and arranging the phrase so it works with the drums. Keep the sub separate. Protect the snare. Let the loop breathe. Then evolve it across the drop so it feels like a real musical event. Now I want you to actually build it. Take the mini practice challenge. Make a 4-bar top loop pressure layer over a full DNB drum pattern using only stock Ableton devices. Keep it mostly mono safe. Make at least one automation move. Then create a second version with one meaningful difference, like a filter opening, a missing hit, or a slightly different saturation amount. And if you want the advanced version, stretch it into a 16-bar phrase. Make exactly 2 automation moves that matter musically, then print the final loop to audio and compare the first drop version against the second drop variation. If the loop still feels heavy, readable, and dangerous in context, you've done it right. Keep the groove as the center. Shape the tone. Automate the pressure. And let the drop breathe like a living thing. That's the move.